Christmas paves the way for more evangelistic freedom in India. Despite harsh persecution, Christians celebrate Christ's birth quietly in North Korea, and the Russian church isn't celebrating Christ's birth just yet. These stories and more are straight ahead on the Christmas Day edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are facing incredible amounts of persecution in India. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says not a week goes by when there isn't a report of Christians being beaten up. However, Yohannan says Christmas is different in that country.
Christmas is nothing like we have in the United States or Canada or European countries. Rather, it's fairly subdued. But the neat thing is Christmas, everybody knows.
Christmas in India is allowing Christians more freedom to share their faith. According to Yohannan, while Hindu, Buddhists, and Muslims know it's a Christian holiday, they don't know why. The interesting thing is they want to know.
This is one opportunity the church at large has the permission given by the community almost to talk about Christ and sing carols and all these different things.
This permission is even coming from the government. Yohannan says,
even the government television allows people to talk about Christ and Christmas and the meaning of Christmas. And every year I am asked to give a message about Christmas, which is aired on a lot of secular channels.
Christians use this time of year going door to door, singing carols and the story of Christmas. Any other time, Hindus wouldn't necessarily listen. Meanwhile, Christmas can't be celebrated openly in North Korea. Even so, Christians find ways to celebrate. Open Doors works with an active underground church there. Christmas is mainly celebrated in the heart of the Christian, notes their partner. Sometimes they hold meetings in remote areas with a group of 10 to 20 people. At other times, Christians meet in a secret location in the mountains. The risk is deadly. North Korea ranks first on the Open Doors World Watch list of countries where Christians suffer the greatest persecution. Despite this, the church is growing, so says this Open Doors partner. This is mainly due to refugees who come to faith in China and then return home to share it. Pray for those who follow Christ that His peace and love will fill their hearts this Christmas. And while the rest of the world celebrates Christmas today, Russia and many of the former Soviet bloc nations will be going to work and school as they typically do. According to Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba, Christmas is distinctly different in Russia.
Russians celebrate Christmas on a different day.
That day is January 7th. According to Rakhuba, the Evangelical Church celebrates both dates, but they use January 7th as the day for outreach.
The Evangelical Church tries to take this opportunity, always encouraging their congregation to go an extra mile and tell the story of Jesus to their neighbors in their schools.
He says the church is organizing special outreach events around the holiday.
Those who are involved in outreach ministries like puppet ministries or organize some kind of special event, they go back to their schools and organize special presentations in order to tell story more clearly what Christmas means according to the scripture.
Rakhuba says funding was raised to help buy 30,000 Christmas gifts for poor and orphan children. While some young people turn to Christ, Rakhuba says,
this is a great bridge-building opportunity or relationship development. Those poor children that live in orphanages, they don't expect that somebody would leave their families and come and spend Christmas with them. So this is an exciting time for them when evangelical youth.
As those relationships are developed, these young people become interested in the Bible, go to summer camps, and some turn to Christ. Funding is needed for this ongoing outreach. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories are available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Bliss, Sharon Felton, Laura Carlson, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the Christ of Christmas bless you and keep you this Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder.